are back. It's 9:20. Still sitting at zero. Yes, it still scares me. Partly cloudy sky. Friday talk around going on here. Hey, don't forget, here in a couple of minutes, got Friday songs and suds. If you want a case of beer from Poets, of course, if you're over 21 and you're great with song lyrics, listen up for that. Okay, that comes down at about 9:40. But right now, talk with our good buddy Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Greg, good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, sir.
Even if it is zero.
It always scares me. No temperature out there. It's just, I don't even want to look outside.
Oh, man.
Childhood thing or what it was. Hey, listen, we got to do the wrap-up on the fishing derby, high camp fishing
derby. Yeah, we talked about that a couple times I was down here, and The Derby got postponed because of weather, and we decided March 5th. Turns out that was a good day.
That was a really good day.
Yes, it was. You were in charge of weather.
I know, and I screwed it up for 2 weeks running.
Yeah.
It's like I could barely look at you when you came in this morning. It was like, never put me in charge of that, okay? Lesson learned.
Yeah,
but you had
a
good day on March 5th.
They did, yes. They did. We had 260 young people down there fishing.
Wow.
And, you know, grandmas and grandpas and all of that. I would guess close to 500 people out there.
Oh, that is so good to hear.
It was amazing, yeah. I can't take any credit because I had something else going on that day. It got postponed to the 5th, and I already had something going on, and I'm going, oh, no.
Right.
Man.
You were there in spirit. You're always there in spirit, Greg.
Absolutely. Yep. 260 kids, 75 fish were caught. All different sizes.
They know what they're doing out there.
Well, yeah.
Something's going on out there at the pond.
They got that pond figured out.
Right.
The big one, 14-inch crappie came out of there.
Huge.
Yeah.
Size of a dinner plate.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. That was amazing. And the kids had a great time. They had, you know, we had food for them, hot dogs and cookies, and we had coffee and hot chocolate.
And that's Neil's legacy. It was always about the kids.
All
so
about the kids.
There you go.
You look at the poster, you look at the sign, you look at Neil, it's all about the kids.
Right.
It's just, that was Neil. And a big kudos goes to the High Camp Construction guys. They've carried this on after Neil passed away. Gary Page is the new owner out there, and he is 100% committed to keeping this thing going.
So they haven't lost a beat?
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
Good.
No.
Great to hear.
Gary and Butch and John, they're, you know, from the High Camp group, and they just do a super job. And a lot of the High Camp folks, I don't know if that's part of their job now or how it works.
It's got to be their blood, yeah.
There's a lot of them there,
I
tell you what.
Right.
Yeah. From the Sportsman's Club, our chair is Cindy Van Tassel, Vern Chasky, and then there was a lot of people from the Sportsman's Club that came out to help, and we just appreciate everyone that was out there to give us a hand. It was so much fun. The more people you have, the easier it gets, and this is great.
Now, we talked about this, too, with this once COVID took hold, too, because you were devastated, as everybody in the Sportsman's Club, because these tournaments, these kids' tournaments, you couldn't do that year, but this is kind of your big kickoff.
Well, this is the one, and then we're going to start looking at, we've got three during the summer, you know, early spring and summer and some other things, and a few other goodies going on, and I got a list of other activities.
You're always up to something.
We might want to talk about.
Right, right.
But I just want to send out a big shout out to High Camp Construction because they are one of the best partners we've ever had. Neil stepped up a number of years ago, and it just carried on. And the High Camp family and the new owners and so on—it's just—it's been phenomenal. And without them, this wouldn't happen.
So how does this work, this collaboration with you and the folks at High Camp Construction? Do you guys, and by you I mean the Sportsman's Club, do you meet and then they come in and say, this is what we're going to do and how we're going to do it? Or do you guys, or is it kind of a little like a 50-50 split?
It's almost a yes or no answer to that question. Cindy and Vern and the folks from High Camp get together and plan this out.
Okay.
You know, High Camp goes, the crew from High Camp goes out and gets a lot of the donations, and there's a lot of businesses around town, and in the area that step up because they know what we're doing. We're doing it for the kids, and it's been a big help. So
good.
We've done this enough. I almost want to say we don't have to plan, but we've done it enough where I think a lot of people that are involved know, okay, I got to get this done and this done and this done, mm-hmm. and then here we go.
Okay.
And it's been like that for a few years. Like I said, the transition when Gary purchased the company, it mm-hmm. continued on through him, and it's just been phenomenal.
And just keeps growing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. We did some grand prizes. We gave away a couple portable fish houses, some ice augers, some fish cameras, you know.
Wow.
And it was nice to see. I got a picture of, and I don't know this little boy's name, mm-hmm. but he's holding one of the cameras. And you could tell he was pretty impressed just looking at his face. He's got a smile a mile wide.
I love that.
Yeah, I love it too.
And so what's next? Now that that's wrapped up, what's next for the Sportsman's Club?
We've got one in May. That's the Vince Herding mm-hmm. coming up. There will be the Dick Bell Catfish Tournament and then the Bronx Carp and Sucker Derby.
Oh, man. We're going to have a good time.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And then mixed into all of that, we've got our junior wildlife program. This month, they're making, let me see where I'm at here.
You got a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah, I got to go through the, oh, they're making robin nesting boxes.
Okay, this time. Okay.
Over at the Comstock Construction building. That's another partnership that has worked really well for us. Comstock has been a great partner.
Always helps to have friends, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
And you guys got a lot with the Sportsman's Club, definitely.
Yeah. And then it has to do, and I firmly believe this, it has to do with what we do, and that is, it's like Neil said, it's all for the kids.
Right.
And a lot of the things that we do, the various derbies, the various projects and so on, and yeah, it... Kids are the foremost driver because we want to have them have a good time, understand conservation, habitat, and so on.
Right.
And eventually take my place.
You know? Not going to happen.
Well, it's going to be a while.
Not going to happen. No, and that's anyway, that's always been part of your mission with the Sportsman's
Club. It has
been.
We want to share our love for the outdoors mm-hmm. and propagate the passion
right
in the next generation.
Right, and just keep them moving forward.
Absolutely.
And you guys do a better job at that than probably anybody I know.
We try hard. We've got some really good people in the group that just love doing it.
Great. Yeah. Greg, always great to have you. And anything you need to add before we wrap it here?
Well, we've got our meeting coming up March 17th. We've got our regular monthly meeting at the community center. If anybody wants to find out what the club is all about,
okay,
they're welcome to come down. We start at 7:30, and we'd be glad to have them.
Lively discussion,
sure. Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of things we talk about. Oh, there's a whole bunch of other things going on. You know, we've got hunter education coming up. We've got our, let's see, our annual banquet. In April.
Okay.
Now, I'll be down to talk some more about that.
Yes,
one.
You will.
But, we've got our banquet coming up, and that is where we recognize some of the folks within the club for what they did to help us out.
Fantastic.
So that's coming. We'll be back to talk about that. Like I said, anybody wants to join us March 17th at the Community Center, 7:30, come on down. Find out what we're all about.
Sounds good. Greg, we're out of time, but stop back anytime, my friend. Always an open door for you.
Will do.
All right. Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. It is 9:29, the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News update. Russia says it will suspend grain exports to all the European